The awful name. How difficult is it? Good Lord, Johnny Cash's one of his most famous songs of all time, Boy Named Sue.
Boy Named Sue.
It's got to be difficult to grow up with a bad name. Josh, nice name. Scott, nice name. Justin, Mike, all simple names. Samantha, nice name. Pretty simple.
I had just recently, as a grown man, somebody making fun of and mocking my last name.
Reardon?
What?
How do you...
Reardon. And I'll say who it was. It was one of the bartenders at Brews and Q's after the Man Boob Car Wash.
Well,
you know what? Mess. And I caught her too because she grabbed my card to.
Was it the one that was vaping?
I was opening up a tab and she had gone around over to the register and was like, you know, putting my stuff in, and she like taps the other bartender on the side. Goes, oh, this guy's last name. Look, it's like Reardon. And I go, hey.
That's me.
Oh, I hear you making fun of me.
I'm right in here.
But yeah, I didn't get much of it, but it is a little bit of a weird name, I guess. Rear end.
Rear done. Yeah. Not as worse as the seventh grader that I was in school with, Jonathan Belchwad.
Oh.
Belchwad. That's a real name?
That poor kid. I'll bring in my middle school yearbook. It's at my dad's house. I felt so bad for this kid, man. I didn't have any classes with him, but we had the same lunch period. And you would just see people all the time go, hey, Belchwad! That's you! What I just did, that's you! That's you! Hey, Belchwad! I just called your name! Answer to your name!
Is that my burp?
Yes, it is. Yeah, just you belch, and just you could just see behind his eyes. He's thinking to himself, "One day, I'm coming in here with a machete. I'm coming in here. I don't know what
Thank
became
God
of him.
He didn't.
No, he never did. Thank God he didn't. I hope he is a Fortune 500 CEO. I hope he's the guy that runs Lyft. I hope this is the guy that came up with Grubhub or something. May he be living in a $7 million castle because his middle school experience sucked. Did you know anybody that had a just growing up? Because kids are the worst. When you have an awful name, kids are all, it's just a viper pit.
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. No, I can't think of any.
That was the only one I knew. Mike Anderson from the Anderson Agenda podcast. It's a weekly recap of the show.
Oh, did I know? I can't say I do. I remember my dad teaching a kid named Mamadou.
Like Marmaduke?
What do you mean? His first name?
That was his first name, Mamadou.
His name was Marmaduke?
I don't know if that's an ethnic thing or what, but yeah, I've never heard of anyone before or after named Mamadou.
Yeah, because I grew up with, you know, like Asian kids. I mean, we had Asian kids, we had Indian kids, we had all kinds of kids. And when you grow up with them, that's just their name. You know what I mean? You don't really think it's funny. It's more the things that sound like Belchwad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, we had Kin Su, but nobody was making fun of Kin Su because that was just his name. Hey, Kin Su. Sachin Bhutani. But that was just Sachin.
Well,
you know, Suraj Sharma.
Yeah. You pull kids, man. Kids with an
ethnic
name.
But we never
name.
Made fun of any of those kids because they were awesome kids. That was just what their name was. You know what I mean?
Well, how about this? This was a classic commercial that deals with this.
Mr. Dumbass, I can bring a lot to Dumbass and Dumbass. I'm a go-getter. Dumbass material all the way. So, am I your man, Mr. Dumbass?
The name is Dumas.
Yeah, exactly. Talking silly names. Something caught our attention today. I think it might have been a National Enquirer guy. I think his name is David Pecker.
Hey.
See, and that's exactly what
Pecker.
We're talking about. That's exactly, you just say it, people laugh, and there's people out there that have had to grow up with awful names.
My name's Barbara Brutuali. Well, it's spelled butthole.
I mean, if that's you, do you change it? I'm changing that.
I changed my name out west because no one can pronounce a damn thing. Daniels. It's Daniels. It's Ian Daniels. Thank you. But ones that are embarrassing, man, that are just difficult. to deal with.
A couple of texts here. Wilbur Crapster.
Jesus.
Met a guy named Wilbur Crapster. I grew up with a Michael Tudor and a Zachary Butt.
Hey, Tudor! Would you tutor me, Tudor?
My mom knew a girl in high school named Sarah Kraus.
Sarah Kraus. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, she had a German accent. Even funnier.
And, of course, one of the classics. Went to school. This guy went to school where I worked. His name was Harry Johnson.
That's a classic.
Harry Johnson.
Harry Johnson. And, yes, and before you text in the lie that you're about to, no one went to school with a girl named Orangelo. You didn't. You heard that from someone. You definitely didn't go to school with an Orangelo. It's not true. Don't text it in. 410-338-1098. Let's go to the phones. Oh, this is a bad one. What's going on, Alicia? Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, yeah, I went to several schools, but at one school I went to a kid whose last name was Blue Ball.
No way. Blue Ball?
Blue Ball. Oh. Instead of being spelt with two L's, it was like a U-G-H.
Right. Oh,
and
God.
Then I also went to school with a kid whose last name was Dyke.
Oh, man, yeah. I knew one here also. We worked with someone. It was Dykey.
Dykey.
Dykey. You know, yeah. D-E-I-K-E. Yeah. Hey, looking kind of tense, Blue Ball. Let's go to Dale in Parkville. Dale, what's up, bud?
Morning, boys.
Morning, buddy.
Hey.
Hey.
So I went to school down in Southern Maryland, and there were three siblings. Their last name was Skank.
Oh, the skanks. The skank triplets?
The skanks.
Ugh.
Bunch of skanks.
Bunch of skanks. Ugh. Bunch of gross skanks on.
Yeah, that's tough.
Where are the sluts?
These are tough.
Morgan writes in, I had a teacher by the name of Frank Lee Gay.
Wow.
Frank Lee Gay. Oh.
Frank Lee Gay. That can't be real.
I want to believe it.
No way.
I need to. Let's go to Matt in Baltimore. Matt, good morning. Thank you, man.
Hello. I went to a middle school with a girl named Snooky Trout.
Snooky Trout?
Yeah.
S-N-O-O-K-I. Trout.
That's a great name.
I mean, Snooky, great name.
Snooky Trout.
Oh, do you remember the movie that came out called Little Man Tate? It was, Little Man Tate. This poor effing kid. 1991. That there was a movie about these brothers, and it was just called Little Man Tate. The smallest kid in my school, his name was Tate. And a horrible twist of fate. This kid was like, when everyone's walking around like 5'4", 5'5", this kid's like 4'8", 4'7", small. His name's Tate. And then they drop a movie on him called Little Man Tate. And you didn't see Tate at school for a little bit. Oh, kids are awful. Let's go to Kim in Jarrettsville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey.
Okay, so I'm a teacher, so obviously when you're a teacher, you get all kinds of wonderful gems.
Oh, yeah.
When I was at Dundalk, I had a stone cold.
Oh! Stone cold?
First name, one name, stone cold.
First name!
Wow.
That is a Dundalk kid's name.
That?
This is my one boy, Stone Cold. That's my daughter, The Rock. Hey, Ultimate Warrior, get your ass in here. Hey, who guy wants to buy some Amway? Dad's springing for some Amway. Now calm down, Vince McMahon. Whole family's just named after WWE characters. That is fantastic. Oh, boy. Ryan in Elkton, good morning.
How are we doing, guys?
Hey.
My best friend's sister's name is Misty Siemens.
Oh, Misty Siemens. Oh, boy. I think it's S-I-E.
S-E-E.
S-E-E. Oh, that's a rough go. Well, you got a woman with the last name Siemens or Skank.
It's tough.
Or like, what was the one? Trout? What was her name with the
Trout.
Fish?
Trout? Snooky Trout.
Snooky Trout. I mean, there was the one girl that we knew whose name sounded like tuna filet, and people called it was like Tina Bali, and everyone called her tuna filet, and God, you just saw the torment on that girl's face. It was terrible. Ben, checking in at Canton. What's up, bud?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, horny.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, so when I lived in California, my roommate's name was Richard Butts.
Oh. Yay! I'm Dick Butts, everybody. Pleasure.
So mature.
We are 3 years old. Let's do one or two more here, and we'll bounce. Let's go to John in Falston. John, talking about just difficult names to grow up with.
Dude, a guy came into my counter the other day, and he handed me his credit card. It was Harry Horny. The phone book's got to be awesome. I would frame it.
Oh, Harry God. Horny.
Harry Horny.
See, but like, how much of this is on the parents, though? Because you know going into it that you got like a weird last name. Horny.
Horny.
Is there anything you could put in front of Horny that would make it less?
Augustus Horny? No, not everything. Archibald Horny?
Horny. You're just kind of screwed.
Lorny Horny? No. I mean, what about Josh did the story last year when he did entertainment and tells us all about the new movies coming out. Remember The Snowman with Michael Fassbender? His character's name?
Yeah, it was
Harry Hole.
Harry
Hole. Yeah, Harry Hole. Hey.